Good morning. It's good to see you out here, especially on a morning like this morning. It's been kind of cool this morning, wasn't it? But it's very warm in here, and it's very nice. Nice that we have this place to come and be comfortable and to hear His Word being proclaimed. I appreciate what's gone before this morning. So oftentimes, this time of year, people's minds are drawn to what we consider the Christmas story, right? Well, it's a story that should be the story of Christ.
Right.
He's, if you will, the reason for the season. But some people's minds of how they want to conduct this season or whatever, I just assume they'd leave Christ out of it. Mm-hmm. But in Matthew, first chapter, and in the interest of time, let's just jump in. And in verse 21, the angel is talking to Joseph and said, "And she," talking about Mary, "and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." Why Jesus? "For he shall save his people from their sins." You know, we rejoice in the account of his birth, and it's a wonderful, miraculous birth. I mean, because the prophets had spoken years beforehand that a virgin shall conceive. You know, that's never happened before, never will happen again, because the Lord said, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Well, that's a sign right there. But what did he come to do? That is the focus we should have. Again, thankful that he was born. Amen. Born because he was born Emmanuel, God with us. And like Brother Thomas had said, he's born king. He didn't be born and then raised up and then maybe one day become the king. No, he was born king. Why? Because he was king already. But he said, called his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I love the accuracy of the scriptures because it says, "For he shall save, right? Not going to save. No, he's going. He's going to save his people. It doesn't say something about other people. His people. Why did he say his people? Because they were already his. Just like he was born king, he was already king beforehand, but no, these people are his. "For he shall save his people from their sins." Yes, Jesus was born and had born a body of flesh, but the Lord, God made a way for him to be separate from sinners. Yes, he was verily man, but he was verily God. Because he had no sin about him. There was no sin about him whatsoever. So he had to save his people from their sins. And he accomplished that by taking their sins upon his sinless body and taking it to the cross. Do you think about the times when Mary and Joseph went up to the temple and Simeon came in and he was able to take that little baby? You know, it's a precious thing to hold a little baby and see that little baby in your arms, look down at their little face. But there was something different about this little baby. Because Simeon was able to look upon this and said, "Now lettest thy servant depart in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." He was born king, and he was born Savior. Too often times people try to make it where he had to learn things, where he had to, you know, it wasn't until he was about 12 years old before he started realizing that what he was here to do. No, I don't go along with that. I don't get behind on that. No, he was born a Savior, born King. He knew what he was there to do. Now, you know, it's hard for us to fathom that little baby knowing what he's there for. But remember, this isn't just some regular baby. He was there for a purpose. He was there for a reason. And it's to save His people from their sins. Like over in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, according as He had chosen us, God the Father chose us in Him and placed us in Christ. Remember, we talked about being in Christ, how secure we are in Christ. There's no better place to be. And you could just see how the Lord, He just made His way for His Son to come into this earth that He could walk among us and be with His people. And what a blessed time that was for His disciples to go be with Him, to journey along with Him. Wouldn't you have just loved just to spend a day with Him? Just to hear some of those teachings. Because that was perfect teaching. Well, we have His Word. And we have the prophets. We have His Word here. I'm thankful that it's in our language, that we can read it and we can hold to it. But I just wanted to hone in on that aspect. You know, some people harp too much about the Christmas story and the birth of Christ. And that, like I said, I'm not trying to diminish anything about the birth of Christ. That's a wonderful thing. But what He came to do, even at 12 years old, talking to His mother, not disrespectful, but wist you not that I must be about my Father's business? He knew what He was here to do. And going to that cross, yes, He had to endure a lot of things from the hands of men. But hanging on that cross had to do something that you and I will never have to experience. Being separated from His Heavenly Father. You know, we have Scripture to say that nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Because Christ Jesus came and went to the cross and suffered at the hands of men, but hanging on the cross in that 3 hours of darkness had to be separated from His Heavenly Father. Because if you remember on the cross, instead of saying, He said, "My God, my God." Every other time He's been talking about His Father. Having that relationship with His Father. But this time it's, "My God, my God." Because the Father had to withdraw His presence from His Son. Amen. Can you fathom the love of a people? That you would withdraw your presence from your very own. So they could die. What manner of love? And it's a struggle for us to do His will on a daily basis. You know, the Lord hadn't called us to go to the cross. He hadn't called us to be born, to go and die. He wants us to have life. Have it more abundantly. Yeah, there's things we may have to suffer in His name. But if we know that the glory that shall be revealed in us because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, that'll help us stay focused on wanting to do His will each and every day. So yes, we rejoice in His birth. But let us rejoice in what He came to do. And it doesn't have to be Christmas time for us to remember that. I'm thankful He was born. I'm thankful for everything that He has done for me and continues to do for us on a daily basis. But let us remember that He was born Savior, born King, because He already was. Because remember, according as He had chosen us, God the Father put us in Him. We're sealed. And nothing can separate us or get in the way of that. Now, I do plenty to get in the way of my fellowship with Him from time to time. But we're secured in His hand of that Savior that was born King. May the Lord bless you.